Title: NLRB's Division of Advice Gives Advice as to the Application of Boeing. When a work rule/employment agreement is facially valid under the NLRA in union and union-free workplaces. Content: In the Boeing Company, 365 NLRB No. 154, 2017, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, reassessed the standard it would apply when determining the facial validity of otherwise neutral work rules based upon a balancing between a given rule's negative impact on employee's ability to exercise their statutory rights and the rule's connection to an employer's right to maintain discipline and productivity in the workplace. For the purpose of applying this new balancing standard, the Boeing board trifurcated all work rules into one of three distinct categories. First, a Category 1 rule is a work rule that does not prohibit or interfere with the exercise of statutory rights or one whose potential impact on statutory rights is relatively slight or outweighed by the business justification associated with the rule. According to Boeing, the maintenance of such rules is to be considered lawful. Next are Category 2 rules, which are neither obviously lawful nor unlawful and which may adversely impact NLRA guaranteed rights. Under Boeing, their lawfulness is to be determined on a case-by-case basis and depends upon whether the rule's adverse impact on statutory rights is outweighed by the employer's interest in maintaining the rule. Finally, Category 3 rules are those that on their face prohibit or limit statutory rights and whose impact on statutory rights outweigh the business justifications associated with the rule. Category 3 rules are facially invalid, rendering their mere maintenance unlawful. Even though, to date, the board has remained silent on Boeing's meaning and application, the agency's general counsel, Peter Robb, has not. On June 6, 2018, he issued GC Memo 18-04 to all of the agency's regional directors, officers in charge, and resident officers for the purpose of giving them guidance on handbook rule's post-Boeing. In this memo, GC Robb assigned various stereotypical work rules into one of the three categories with instructions to submit questionable cases or novel rule issues to the GC's Division of Advice before making regional case determinations. While regions are encouraged to abide by this guidance, unfair labor practice investigations are matters of considerable discretion, and whether and how this guidance is read and actually followed varies greatly from one region and one investigator to the next. Thus, while certainly helpful authority in responding to a regional investigation of work rules, GC Memo 18-04 is nothing more than guidance and certainly not precedent that a region must follow. This past week, the agency's Division of Advice also spoke to Boeing's application with the public release of two late 2018 advice memos by the division's head, Associate General Counsel Jamie Soffer. While not binding on the board and not official board precedent, these memos address and render advice with respect to questions raised by the agency's regional office during the processing of cases and, thus, operate to shape how regional offices will process similar cases in the future. ADT and ADT, LLC, dated July 31, 2018 and publicly released on March 14, 2019, the following rules were found to be facially valid and lawfully maintained: a dress code calling for the maintenance of a professional business-like appearance and prohibiting the wearing of any items of apparel with inappropriate commercial advertising or insignia found lawful because when viewed in context, employees would not reasonably understand the rule to apply to union insignia and the rule only reached those commercial logos and insignia that were inconsistent with a professional business-like appearance. A confidential information and information security rule calling on employees to exercise a high degree of caution in the handling of confidential information which was defined as proprietary information owned by or otherwise in the employer's possession or control, including business plans, internal correspondence and customer lists, personally identifiable customer and employee information and HIPAA-related information, and prohibiting those in positions supporting managers or performing HR or timekeeping functions and who may have access to personal information concerning employees' confidential information about the employer or its